This is Jason Block here at WLTI Extra here on 83studios.com. And the news broke this week of something that I and pretty much every game show fan around the world are really, really happy about. It was announced that we are starting to get the National Archives of Game Show History at the Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. And I have on the line with me, of course, a friend of mine, a game show producer of so many different stuff, but he's also one of the archivists of this particular archive, and it is the one and only Bob Bowden. Bob, thank you so much for taking some time out for us.
Thank you, Jason. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much. So how did this come about? What was the spark and idea that for this?
Well, it all started with Howard Blumenthal, who has a rich legacy in the game show world as well. And he knew people at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York. Howard is based in Pennsylvania now. And he and I have been friends for several decades.
Yeah, we all know that, yeah.
The story goes that he spoke to a gentleman named Chris Bench at the museum, and he said, hey, you know, you do toys, you do dolls, you do video games, you do all kinds of things at the museum, but you don't do game shows, and why is that? And Chris said, well, we'd love to be in the game show world. We just aren't connected there. We don't know people. And Howard said, I'll take care of that. And
so, there you go.
He connected them with me, and the two of us became partners on what has now been announced as the National Archives of Game Show History, based at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York.
Now, you know, there's always been sort of a humor about, you know, if anyone wants to see a game show museum, go to your garage. Because you've been a collector for a long time. You've collected stuff for, what, about 40 years?
Thereabouts. Not quite that long, but certainly more than 30.
Yeah. So what will the National Archives' purpose be, in your opinion?
Well, it is designed to preserve and share artifacts of game show history, not just props and physical items, but all kinds of memorabilia that will now be discovered and rediscovered and come out of the woodwork from hundreds of professionals in the game show world who have kept scripts and set designs and notes and all kinds of documents and little props and big props and up to set pieces.
Now, you said hundreds of game show professionals. Who do you have on board so far, and who are you trying to get from at the moment?
Well, the first two people who were kind enough to lend their words to the opening press release are Ken Jennings, who everybody knows from his Jeopardy fame and now from The Chase, and Wink Martindale, who is a classic, iconic game show host. And what's happened in the 24 hours since this release went out is I've been approached by several dozen people who have little pieces of memorabilia and are willing to share them. So it's really just a word of mouth you know, a sort of a viral approach that we're taking through social media. And, you know, already I'd say, you know, we've got many donations already lined up. I think there'll be more to come when people discover what this is and want to share.
Now, when you talk about the word share, where do you see this archive going? Because I think people would go to a game show museum or at least a section of, say, the Strong National Museum. Is that something that what we're going to do down the road, or what do you see this becoming?
Yes, this will eventually be a physical exhibit in a physical space. That is part of the long-term planning of the Strong, is to, you know, create a space for this archive. Initially, it's going to be online, electronic ways for the museum to make these memorabilia items accessible. And they're going to collect whatever is offered to them now and store it. And down the road, when they have the ability to, you know, build or clear out, I suppose, a physical space, that will happen. Yes.
Is there any item in your frame of mind that says, I would really like this to be part of the archives, that you don't either have access to or don't have any frame of mind to have it yet?
You know, it's an interesting question, because I'm not partial to any one item or even any one show over another. I'm very much a generalist. I love all game shows. I'll collect anything from any game show that, whether it's considered iconic to the masses or just special to me. There's a lot of shows I've worked on that aren't all that well known, but there's some really wonderful memories that I have that I keep in my little archive at home now, which will eventually be part of the Strong's collection. You know, I guess if I had to pick one element of a show that I get really excited about, it would be podiums or podia.
Right.
I think that they are, you know, they're the iconic pieces of the shows that people identify. Sometimes they have logos on them, but you know, they're really designed as the focal point of many of these shows. And if we could eventually get access to whatever podia exist that are in someone's basement or garage, or maybe more likely in a warehouse at a studio, that, you know, a set was deconstructed or a show wrapped and everything was shipped off to the storage area and it's sitting there collecting dust, if the people who have it are willing to donate it to the Strong, that would, I think, be a really rich collection of game show podiums.
Or how about something like maybe the hot seat from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That chair.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Yes.
Now, you're involved with game shows to this day, which we'll get to in a minute. But do you see any specific items from today's era that would be a good fit for the archives, or is it just everything is okay?
Well, you know, one thing that I've collected a lot of over the years are audience tickets. And that was sort of the start of my collection, is when I was in college at UCLA, and I was interested in going to see tapings of shows. And I discovered that, you know, you could just walk up to a ticket office and ask for a number of tickets. And then I thought, gee, maybe I should hang on to these. Maybe they'll have some value or some importance to people one day. So instead of just getting a ticket for me and whatever, you know, companion I was going with, I would ask for half a dozen or 10 or 12 and then go back the next day and get 12 more and then on and on and on. And so I've now got several thousand tickets that I picked up over the years. And to your point of, you know, what's going on now, that's actually the answer to the opposite question, is that there are no more tickets.
No, it's all email and paper and online and QR codes.
Yes. So these are really relics now. You know, about 15 years ago, we saw the last vestige of tickets. And so what I have now are are real cool artifacts going back to the 50s of shows that, you know, have come and gone, but their memory lingers on with many, many fans.
Now, just going on to, before we get all the information about how people want to donate and what numbers that they can contact with, let's just actually talk about you for just a second. First of all, you are now the executive producer of a pretty cool show called Funny You Should Ask. Talk about that for a sec.
Funny You Should Ask is a syndicated daily game show. Check your local listings for time and channel in your area. It is on all across the country on various stations at various times of the day. It's a comedy game show. It's a celebrity game show. The celebrities we get are the top name people. And it's a very simple format, and it's all about the laughs. It's all about the comedy. I work for Byron Allen, who cut his teeth in the entertainment world as a stand-up comic and now has become a media mogul. But he still loves, you know, being on the panel of our show. He created our show, and he, along with Scott Satin, built the format into a very fun, simple, laugh out loud half hour, some in many markets for an hour every day. And, you know, we have 21 jokes in every episode, and, you know, it's a great show for today's times because people sure need to laugh these days.
Absolutely. And are you doing anything? Are you involved in anything else right now?
That's the only show I'm doing currently for Byron Allen. You know, when he calls and says we're doing a companion show or a second show or a fifth show, I am right there.
That's very cool. So let's say I clean out my closet and I find, or any game show fan, you know, cleans out their closet and finds something interesting. How would they get it to the Strong, or at least have the Strong Museum take a look at it?
Well, I'm going to read to you from their document called How You Can Donate to the National Archives.
Why not? Sure, go ahead.
I want to get it right.
Of course.
I would rather just quote what they have to say because it's very concise and very easy to follow.
Okay.
So the first thing they ask is that you prepare a list of the items that you wish to donate and that you send that list to collections@museumofplay.org. collections@museumofplay.org. And they say, please describe what you have, its significance, and a sense of the quantity and condition. Attaching photographs can be especially helpful. And there's a phone number as well. If you have questions, you can call 585-410-6340. That's 585-410-6340. And they will take you through the steps. There's a variety of steps that happen after that, but I'm not going to read the whole document. But start out with collections@museumofplay.org and a description and hopefully pictures of what you have and what significance it has.
Last question. So why is this archive important? Meaning, the game show industry has not necessarily gotten the respect, in my opinion, that it deserves. Is this sort of a start to that respect?
I think it's a big step toward that, yes. Game shows have not always been considered the highest form of entertainment. Many people still look down on them. And you know, as I said, there have been hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have made a living and been on game shows. It has changed so many people's lives, mostly for the good. And it's such a part of the fabric of American culture that the fact that there isn't a museum and hasn't been a museum that addresses this amazing genre up to now is mind-boggling. I mean, I can't believe that, you know, We're approaching the 100th year, the 100th anniversary of the very first game show, which was in 1923.
Oh, really? What do you remember? Do you remember the name of it?
Well, I'm going to have to look it up because our historian, our local historian, Adam Nedev,
friend of the site as well, great author too.
We love Adam. He's written a lot of books, and he is a historian among just a few others who do this for a living. And he has written as part of the press materials for the museum the story of game shows.
And I didn't really think it was that old. I mean, I was thinking maybe 1940s or so, back in the 20s. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to get you this title in a moment, but
that's fine.
But you know what I was getting at is that there are so many game shows, well over 1,000, that have aired on radio and television over the years, and finally there is a repository for items and memories and respect. I can't downplay the importance of this to put game shows up in the category of the most highly respected art forms, because I believe they are, and I believe they should be. They always should have been, but now there's a way to honor them that will be open to the public and will be part of history going forward. I found the information.
Sure.
It was a daily newspaper called the Brooklyn Daily Eagle, and they began a radio show called Brooklyn Eagle Quiz on Current Events. Not a very catchy title.
Oh, right. Yes.
That was a spinoff of this column in this local paper, and that was, as far as we can tell, the very first game show in 1923.
So we're 98 years into game shows right now.
Yeah. Yep. We're rounding the corner to the end of the first century of game shows. And it's about darn time that someone gives it the respect that they deserve. So here we are.
Okay. So thank you, Bob, for getting the information out there. Of course, again, this is the breaking news that we're going to finally get the National Archives of Game Show History at the Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. If you want to check it out, it's at museumofplay.org. Bob Bowden, thank you for your time, and we will check back with you occasionally to see the progress. If you want to get out more information, we're always willing to give you some time.
I am happy to do that, and I really thank you, Jason, for reaching out. It's a genre that we all love, and I'm proud to be a part of preserving it.
And I am, you know, I've been a fan since the age of 5, and you know I've been on 7 of the shows, so I respect the industry so much, and you know that. So this is a big deal. So again, thank you very much, Bob, and this is Jason Block for WLTI Extra here on 83studios.com.
This program.